Hey everyone, welcome back to Deeper Than Dough. Today's guest is Alex Raymond, founder of the Conscious Entrepreneur Summit and host of the Conscious Entrepreneur Podcast. In this episode, Alex gets real about the mental health struggles that come with entrepreneurship, sharing his experience with burnout, self-doubt, and the pressure to constantly push harder. He also breaks down four common inner demons that can quietly sabotage your success and how to overcome those. Stick around and don't forget to like and subscribe so you'll never miss a weekly episode. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Deeper Than Dough podcast. Today I'm super excited to have Alex Raymond as a guest. Alex, welcome to the show.
Hey Bennett, great to see you. Thanks for having me.
Yes, just how you started the conversation, long time no see. I was just on Alex's podcast a few weeks ago. So Alex, with that, can you give us a little bit about your background and make sure to include info on your podcast?
Yeah, no, great to see the overlapping themes here. So I'm an entrepreneur based in Boulder, Colorado. I run a professional community, so a community for a very specific niche of B2B account managers. That's my day job, and I've been doing that for only about 4 or 5 months because previous to this, I was an entrepreneur in the software space for a long time, ran a company called Capta, which is based in Boulder, went through the Techstars program. And so really, I've been really integrated into the founder startup communities here in Colorado. And about 4 years ago, started the Conscious Entrepreneur Summit as well. So happy to talk about that. And of course, the Conscious Entrepreneur Podcast, where you were a guest very, very recently. So great to see you again.
Yes. Okay. What is the Techstars program is my first question.
Oh yeah. Techstars is one of the original kind of the OG accelerator programs for startups. And so it's a very kind of regimented program, a lot of support to help people de-risk their companies and to set themselves up for long-term success, mentor support, investment support, kind of a lot of people who've been there, done that, who are guiding you along the journey. So this is it's a program that not only have I been through myself with my company, I've also then mentored in that program for a long time as well.
Okay, awesome. And how long ago did you go through that program?
I went through that a long time ago in 2014. And so this was big boon time for startups. A lot of accelerators like Y Combinator, 500 startups, and so on. And Techstars happened to be based in Boulder, so that's why we went to that.
Y Combinator is out of Boulder too?
No, Y Combinator is from California.
Okay, awesome. Okay, and then that kind of moved into the conscious entrepreneurship, not just entrepreneurship, but talk to me about where that consciousness word came from and why you added it there.
Yeah. So I'll tell you a little bit of the story. So I've been running Capta for a long time and deep in the entrepreneurial journey. And as part of what I was doing, you know, I found myself getting stuck all the time, even though, you know, with Capta, we had raised money, we built a team, we were acquiring customers, we built a cool product, we're doing all that sort of stuff. I found myself constantly stuck in this like funk of comparing myself to others and thinking other people were far along and they had cooler tech or a better team or, you know, whatever. They've raised more money and were therefore better than me. And I found myself really kind of getting stuck in these loops, like a lot of negative thinking. And along the way, not only was I building the company, I also, as I mentioned, was mentoring in the Techstars program, which meant I had access to a lot of other entrepreneurs and founders and was talking to them all the time. And I realized that a lot of people would come to these mentor meetings and they would show up and they would think that they wanted us to talk about, you know, whatever, pricing or go-to-market strategies or something like that. But what they really wanted to talk about was, when am I going to start feeling better inside? Like, when does it get okay in here? So what I realized there was, wow, I'm really not alone. Like, sometimes I get stuck in these mental loops. A lot of other people do too. What can we do about that? And this led to the idea of the Conscious Entrepreneur Summit. The first one was in 2022. And I'll tell you, it was one of these things where I was out walking my dog in the summer of 2021. I've got a miniature schnauzer. Her name is Dash. And we're walking the corner about 5 or 6 minutes from my house. And I had one of these just like visual Venn diagrams appear in my mind. And the Venn diagram was, I really like being an entrepreneur. I really like personal growth. And even though I personally am an introvert, I like putting on conferences. And so it was like, boom, this Venn diagram appeared in front of me. And you know how when you're an entrepreneur, like there's some things that you simply can't not do, right? Yep. You're like, oh, this thing is happening. And so it was one of those this thing is happening moments. And by the time I got back from walking the dog, it was like, all right, we're going to do the Conscious Entrepreneur Summit. And the whole journey, the whole idea here is to give tools, ideas, inspiration, resources to entrepreneurs to make sure that we don't sacrifice ourselves as we're building our business.
I love that. I just formed a new LLC today with a new partner. And so we've been kind of going over that and expectation, because I'm like, you need to be full-time into this. But it's not because you need to work 80 hours and hustle culture. I don't believe in that at all. It's just, it's more about the focus. So today we kind of stepped it back and it's like, well, no, it's 40 hours a week up until we get to this revenue. Then it's stepping back rather than pushing up, you know, revenue dollars.
Hustle culture is one of those things. It's so ingrained and man, it does a lot of harm.
It doesn't make sense. Like when I now looking back, I'm like, okay, so you're telling me I just have to sacrifice all of the things that I want in the future now. And then maybe I get them in the future. It's like, wait, what? I for sure sacrifice them today. And I maybe get them in the future. I for sure sacrifice time with my family today. And maybe I get more in the future. But typically you just get caught into the more, and then the moving the goalpost and the next and the next and the next. I like I wanted to comment on your walks, because I've been learning on how to, I don't know, have better ideas and creativity and intuition. And it's what I'm learning, who knows if it's real or not or true or not, but most of your thoughts are just reactive due to your external environment, right? Like I'm talking to you, you have no choice but to listen to me. Like you have to hear me at this time, right? And the thoughts that occur are just completely compulsive and reactionary because of that. But when you could get your mind out of a state of that constant thinking in the shower, walking at the gym, whatever, and get your mind quiet, then the thoughts that arise from more of a place of stillness rather than hyperactivity, supposedly are your intuitive or thoughts. I don't know. What are your thoughts on that?
you're absolutely right. You know, I get stuck in this trap. Maybe it happens to you. It probably happens to your listeners, where I just feel like success for the day is spending as much time in front of my computer as possible, right? And like, no, that's not the answer. And anytime I can break away for even 20 minutes, 25 minutes, and just take the dog out for a walk, or just go out for a stroll, or simply get some sunshine and different light in my eyes, it changes my thinking. And you know who I really learned this from? I really learned this from Ryan Holiday. He wrote all those great books on stoicism, The Obstacle is the Way and The Daily Stoic and so on. He was actually our keynote speaker at last year's Conscious Entrepreneur Summit. And he is such a proponent of getting out, getting fresh air, walking around and using that to stimulate your thoughts and to get yourself unstuck.
Yeah, I've been doing, it's like an ADHD frequency app. I don't know, but you put in your headphones and it goes on whatever frequencies for 25 minutes. And then you have to take a break for 5 minutes. But it's not like, my breaks, when I look at my calendar and I have a 5 minute break, it's just so I could prep for the next meeting. But like, no, this is a no thinking break. And then I typically go to the next little phase, whatever, you click on focus and then it does box breathing and you have a little square, you know, inhale for four and it's dinging. Ding, ding. Anyway, so it's easy. And then you hold it for four, exhale for four, hold it for four. Doing that for 3 minutes, I mean, you can notice a change in your body. At least I can. And then now, like at night, that's how my kids fell asleep last night. You know, it's like we're doing the box breathing.
It works. It works.
To fall asleep because it definitely works. Okay, before you mentioned that you were talking with entrepreneurs and uncovered that they're like, no, wait, but when does it, you know, yeah, when do I feel good inside? How did that conversation come up? Because most people in the business space aren't talking about that, at least from my experience.
Well, you're absolutely right that most people aren't talking about this. And for so many of us, especially men, right, we're not taught to talk about our emotions. We're not taught about how to recognize our emotions. We're not taught to how to feel into our bodies. And so for a lot of entrepreneurs, you know, the only answer to how's it going is great, up and to the right, you know, we're crushing it and all this type of stuff. And those sort of just continue to perpetuate this idea that I am somehow divorced of my body, right? My brain is up here and all of my success is in my mind, and the rest of the body, you know, we'll get to it when it needs to. But specifically for entrepreneurs, you know, once you start mirroring, or once I was able to start kind of showing by example, you know, boy, when I was in your shoes early in my company, I would feel, right? that there was nights I would wake up feeling terror and I would be really doubting my life's choices and feeling a lot of anxiety or, you know, whatever. I'd get excited about this or, you know, and so on. Once I'm able to start sharing, here's what it looked like for me. Then that gives people, number one, permission to say, okay, hey, this is a place where I can talk about this sort of stuff. But the second thing is it gives them a vocabulary that they may not have tapped into before. And so I find that very useful as well, because a lot of people will have felt, you know what they say, there's only two emotions in a startup, terror or euphoria. So a lot of people have felt that, but they may not know those words. They may not feel, know they're feeling terror or know that they're feeling euphoria, for example.
That is super, super good. Terror or euphoria. And then it's just, yeah, your sky's the limit, or am I going to survive tomorrow?
Yeah.
So talking about it, I've definitely noticed that, like, the more I talk about it, I've never known anybody that was even talking about bankruptcy or whatever. But then I start talking about that, I'm like, man, there was months that I thought I was going to go bankrupt. And now I've talked with a handful of people that are like, how'd you get through it? You know, I don't think that conversation would have ever went, you know, came about unless I brought that up. And it is a fine line, because it's like, me personally, I like to share everything. But at the same time, if you're running a business, you don't want to be like, man, I don't know where payroll is coming from, you know, where the reality is most startups, you know, hyper growth startups are always in that scenario, at least in my experience. You know, you're 2 months at payroll, you're feeling good. You're like, I got 2 months worth of payroll, I'm sleeping tonight. Anyways, shoot.
It's always kind of a shit show when you're running your own company. And that's the thing, is that we all know that. Anyone who's run their own company, they understand that. And that's why community is so important in this area. And to your point, you know, one of the things that really aggravates the stress for a founder, CEO, executive is the fact that they don't have anyone to talk to. Like, it's hard to go back to your spouse or to your partner and say, you know, boy, you know, I'm afraid we're going to run out of money in 2 weeks. And by the way, you're saying this every month, right? So you're driving them crazy. And it's sometimes hard to talk to your co-founder or other people on your executive team or other people in your company. And so what happens? Well, we tend to keep it all bottled inside. Again, especially the men. And because of that, guess what? It hurts our health, our relationships, our mental health. All sorts of things suffer as a result of us keeping everything bottled in. If you can find community, groups of people to talk to, just literally anywhere else to let out a little bit of pressure, that really, really helps. And I don't mean let out pressure by drinking or stuff like that. I mean let out pressure by openly talking about what you're feeling, what you're going through, and finding supportive people to help you along the journey.
Well, what do you think is the main cause for people not expressing that? Me growing up in Utah, I've always kind of tied it to religion, but in the fact, like, you have this artificial, like, oh, I'm perfect, because if I'm not perfect, or if I'm not outwardly blessed by God, that's because I'm not keeping the commandments. And when, you know, the majority of the population goes to the same church, the culture kind of takes over. But what you're describing, I think, it's the same thing that I'm describing, except for it just applies to all men everywhere. And it's like, but why is it? Because we're embarrassed. And is it the same kind of shame, guilt? I'm not doing as good as what other people, I think other people want to do. So that's why I'm going to bottle up. Or is it more, I don't have anyone to talk to?
Well, I think a lot of, when I think about why people don't talk or open up, I think a lot of it is fear driven, right? It's fear. If I share what's going on, then I'm going to be perceived as less than someone else, a failure. I'm not going to reach my goals. I'm not going to be able to be proud of my work or whatever, you know, type of thing. All these are fear triggers. Now, is it true? No, it's typically not true. Like, if I'm going to share something in a vulnerable way with you, you're not going to sit there and be like, oh man, this guy's a total loser. You would say, okay, well, here's how I see things, or, you know what, like, we would have an open and honest conversation about it. And by the way, with the recognition that we're all humans, we all have ups and downs, good days and bad days. We all make mistakes. We all have triumphs, et cetera. But I think for a lot of us, especially in the startup world, like you mentioned hustle culture earlier, Bennett, we all think of, you know, the rocket ship, right? The unicorn, the up and to the right, the constant growth. And part of that comes, you know, part of the mentality there comes to, like, hey, I've got to be winning all the time. It's a competitive world out there. If I show weakness, if I don't project strength, if I show any doubt, then, you know, we have all these crazy stories. I'm going to die. I'm not worthy, et cetera, et cetera. But a lot of it is just this kind of unexamined fear trigger, if you will.
I couldn't agree with that more. I think that applies to just humanity. I would say most people, most decisions you could trace back to fear-based. It's like, I'm doing this to avoid loss or avoid some sort of negative emotion. And it's how the hell do you get out of that? So maybe we shift into the inner demons. Let's talk about the inner demons that an entrepreneur faces.
Yeah. So in my work with the Conscious Entrepreneur podcast and the summit, you know, it's been amazing to talk to so many entrepreneurs, so many people who are building cool businesses, doing cool things. And I started to notice a series of trends around what people were dealing with the most. So I codified these as the four inner demons that all entrepreneurs must face. And I'll share these with you, see if they resonate with you and see if they resonate with people who are listening. And these are really things that get in our own way. So they're, for the most part, like made up. They're just internal. So these are not being imposed on us by the outside world, yet they are still roadblocks and friction points for us in terms of realizing our creative potential. The first one is burnout. So burnout meaning I am just too exhausted to continue. Now, there's a lot of misconceptions about burnout. People think that burnout typically means, oh, you're tired, you just need to go to the beach for a week and then you'll be better. No, burnout is a fundamental disconnect between where you're spending your energy and where you want to be spending your energy. And burnout has three specific attributes to it. It has the attribute of physical exhaustion, so too tired to get out of bed. It has the attribute of depersonalization or cynicism, meaning I simply don't care about what's going on anymore. I feel very distant from things that are happening around me. And then the third one is lack of professional effectiveness. So when burnout hits, it really means that I'm not doing the things that light me up and I'm just in the grind. When I'm in the grind for too long, it wears me down. It wears down my inner resources, my inner fire and energy, if you will, and then I get burned out. And often when you're in burnout, your world kind of closes in, if you will, and you can't see a way out. Like you don't see that this is temporary, that this is something that there is a solution for, that there is, you know, somewhere out of it.
Because you're describing me a year ago, man, I'm like, wait, I know. The burnout, I thought I was dying. Maybe I was just getting burnt out.
True, totally true. And so you've had firsthand experience with this. And when you're in it, like it feels like you can't get out of it, right?
I've heard like, you know, the nervous system, fight, flight, or freeze. I felt like I did all of those in order. It was like, oh, I'm just going to work harder, don't sleep, just work, fix all the problems. That was me fighting. And then flight was like, if anybody takes this for a dollar, I'll give it to you. Like, I'll give away right. This company. Doesn't matter how many locations we have. I'm done. I'm just begging anybody to take over, you know? And then it came to freeze. And I'm just like, I don't know what to do here. And that was like, and then I feel like the freeze was kind of the tail end of that, which was the start of lack of motivation, depression, of just not wanting to do much. Anyways, so you're labeling it as burnout, but yeah, man, I was there a year ago, and a week trip to the beach doesn't help anything if you can't keep your mind off of all of that crap.
A trip to the beach will only be helpful at the margin. And, you know, here's the thing. So people then say, well, I'm experiencing burnout. What do I do about it? How do I get out of this? And the best framework I've ever found for getting out of burnout is tapping into what Dr. Gay Hendricks calls your zone of genius. And the more things that you can do in your zone of genius, they basically give you energy, right? It makes you excited to do work in your zone of genius. That is a great way to get out of burnout. And so examine, where am I spending time where things are just draining me versus what's giving me energy, and spend more time, you know, it may not be automatic or right away, but spend more time spending time doing the things that you love in your zone of genius. The second one is imposter syndrome. So this is the second demon that everyone faces. For me, imposter syndrome is like comparing myself to everybody else. Oh, you raised more money. Oh, you have a cooler tech platform. You have a bigger office. You have a nicer car. You have this, that, and the other. And it's me just kind of thinking I snuck into the party without being invited, right? And eventually someone's going to figure it out and they're going to call me out for being an imposter. Now, this is a very, very common issue that a lot of people have imposter syndrome. And the amazing thing about imposter syndrome is it's totally just self-invented stories feeding on themselves. And they don't survive sunlight. They literally do not survive any type of questioning or sunlight. So when you find yourself in this imposter syndrome thinking, oh gosh, I don't know how I got here. I don't deserve it. I'm not worthy. They're going to find out. They're going to find out I'm less than them or whatever. Simply question it, right? Is this true? Is it provable? Has it ever happened before? Has there ever been a situation that I haven't figured out in my life? You know, for example, right? And remind yourself of this. So the imposter syndrome sort of thrives in the shadows and in the dark. And if you can shed some sunlight on it, then it really, really helps.
Awesome. I love that. Yeah. You sound like my therapist. I'm like, yeah, I've heard this. I've heard this in therapy, man. Okay. Burnout, imposter syndrome.
The third one is upper limiting. So this also is an idea that comes from Gay Hendricks. Upper limiting is the things that I do that keep me from enjoying life. So this sounds crazy, but I impose limitations on myself and I say, because of some inner story that I have about who I am and where I'm coming from and what I'm worthy of, I'm only allowed, quote unquote, I'm only allowed to enjoy certain parts of life. I can't have a nicer experience than the one that I believe I am worthy of. And so upper limiting, like, it really hits in an insidious way, because you realize that maybe you can't celebrate certain milestones. You don't get excited about small wins. You don't have all that much energy for some of these things. And it's basically like an anchor holding you down. And upper limiting is just one of these things where you have to investigate inside, like, what's going on inside? What are the stories I'm telling myself about who I am and where I came from? And again, are those true? And can I allow myself to have positive experiences and positive energy flowing through my life? This is somewhat related to the fourth one, which is struggle mindset. So the fourth demon is struggle mindset. Struggle mindset is related to hustle culture insofar as it's this idea that it wasn't worth it unless you had to fight for it and you've got blood on your knuckles and you worked like crazy and you sacrificed all this stuff and you pushed a rock uphill in the rain, et cetera, et cetera. And a lot of us entrepreneurs, like, we have a chip on our shoulder. And so we feel like we got to get out there and fight and battle and so on. And we have this mindset that says it's not worth it unless it took a ton of energy and pain to get there. And like one of my coaches says, when you go buy a car, do you ask how much suffering went into the car? When you go order soup at a restaurant, do you ask the waiter how much suffering went into the soup? And the answer is like, no, of course not. So why do we do this to ourselves? Why do we have this idea that we're always suffering and that we're meant to suffer? And that's somehow the righteous path.
That's so funny. I mean, yeah, complete hustle culture of like, you have to earn it. And it's like, but again, it says who said you have to earn it? There's a lot of people out there that have everything that you probably want. I mean, that are likely to want, that didn't quote unquote earn it, right? That didn't work 100 hours because it's not needed. And that is one that I am constantly trying to work on. I'm like, wait, who said, like, pulling back and working less hours and then feeling guilty about it? And it's like, wait, but who invented 40 hours anyway? Cause I was like, you know, it was 60 to 80 and then no, now it's just gonna be 40. Did that for a few years. I'm like, who the hell invented 40 though? Like, where did that come from?
These are all tools of control. They're all tools of control is what they are.
Yeah. It's just absolutely made up. Anyways, I really love those. We are winding to the end though. And I want to hear details on your event that you're running this year.
Yeah, absolutely. The Conscious Entrepreneur Summit is in its fourth year. It's coming back to Boulder, Colorado on the 28th and 29th of May. And this year's theme is exponential growth, specifically 10x growth. And our main speaker is Dr. Benjamin Hardy, who is the co-author of, you might have heard of some of his books. One of the best known is 10x is easier than 2x. And he's a psychologist. He studies entrepreneurial courage and organizational psychology. And right, so he's going to give us all these frameworks on how to get out of our own way in pursuit of our growth. Every entrepreneur wants to grow. We want to grow our lives. We want to grow our businesses. We want to grow our relationships. We want to grow our impact. But a lot of us are holding ourselves back and we don't know why. And so we're doing a workshop with Ben Hardy on day one, and then he's doing a keynote on day two. So we're really rolling up our sleeves and getting into this. And the reason that I'm so excited about this is everybody, myself included, you know, wants to get bigger, right? We want to amplify our impact. And I don't know about you, but I found myself thinking sometimes in just really small linear terms. How can I get 5% better at this, a little bit better at that, you know, like really sort of small building blocks. And his approach, which I think everyone is going to really appreciate, is like, how do we crack that wide open to really get to our full potential? Boulder, Colorado. There's going to be about 250 people there. It's a really extraordinary event. This is the fourth time we've done it. The feedback is amazing. People make incredible connections. The CEOs and founders who show up are just really, really powerful people, totally committed to themselves, totally committed to their businesses. I love the community that's there. I would love to see some of the podcast listeners here and some of the folks in your community. So we even went ahead and created a discount code specific for your gang, Bennett. The discount code is DOUGH, D-O-U-G-H, and that'll get you $100 off any ticket type for the Conscious Entrepreneur Summit, either the one day or the other day or both day ticket. So I would love to see your gang there, but really, really, really super highly recommended. The website is consciousentrepreneur.us. I know that those are two very difficult to spell words. So if you just Google some approximation of Conscious Entrepreneur, you'll find us.
We'll also include that in the show notes. What about connecting with you, Alex? What's the best way to do that?
I'm easily available on LinkedIn and the website Conscious Entrepreneur. So those are the best places to find me.
Okay, awesome. Well, I appreciate you sharing this. Appreciate you being in the space. It is so needed. And I will leave my testimony. Work smarter, not harder. And smarter is even just being more effective and increasing your processes. Smarter to me is, I mean, really working with a clear mind. Are you going into your next meeting with ease and calmness, or are you frantically trying to prep? And all of that, I mean, you don't get taught that in business. Advisors don't teach you that, but yet it's more important than anything else, right? Because at the end of the day, who cares how big your business is, how successful it is, if you're not enjoying it and you're not reaching your goals, because half the time you haven't even set those goals. Anyways, Alex, I appreciate it. Thank you so much for everything that you've shared. And I'm going to have you on again, because I know that we only scratched the surface on what you cover. Anyways, Alex, I appreciate it.
Fantastic. Thanks so much, Ben. Good to see you.